Just wanted to add an addendum to the shiur. The second shiur we discussed first Tosus Tirmasl Me'idim, and there we saw 2 days in Tosus regarding what is the nature of the Malkus of our mission. According to the first day in Tosus, so it's really working within the parsha of Kasher Zaman, and it is in lieu of the getting the exact Kasher Zaman, but it's serving as in the world of Kasher Zaman, and as a result, the Eidus is considered to be Eidus Sha'ata Yochol LaHazima. And basically the way we then understood the Gemara and the Beis Mabeis, when the Gemara asks Remez Leidin Zomimna Torah, the Malkus is not coming from Lo San Brechayit Shaker, but rather it's coming within that Remez, or that Gzeres HaKosev, Yitztikus HaTzad, Vishirus HaRosh, V'hoim Benakus HaRosh, and that's all a Malkus of Kasher Zama. The second day in Tosus seemingly says no, is that when we have these Limudim that exclude the cases in our Mishnah from the din of Kasher Zamam, now it's out of the parsha of Kasher Zamam, which means it's not subject to the rules of Eidus Sha'ata Yochol HaZima. The Eidus does not have to be Eidus Sha'ata Yochol HaZima, in which case we ask the question in Meheichan Malkus, so where's the Malkus coming from? So once again, Remez LaMalkus LeMzomina Torah, it comes from that Limud, but the Gemara says, what about Lo San Rechayit Sheker? So the Gemara answers, no, Losana Zalav She'embo Maisa. So what is Vitzdiku as Hatzadik doing? So since these Edim are really generating a new Chalos, they're generating a Chalos of a Gemar Din, so although normally Edu Sheker, Losana Brechoit Sheker Zalav She'embo Maisa, over here in this case, it actually is a charged, we said, a juiced Lav, and therefore it becomes akin to a lav shiyesh b'maisa, and you will get malchus. So these are the two approaches in Tosfos. We suggest one nafkamina is in our mission. The lashon of our mission is to yase ze ben grusha ben chalutz, implying even only one aid. So the Ritva asks this question, says that this is lishna dekra, and since the pasuk itself uses singular, so our mission uses singular as well. But obviously, you need ad sheyazumu shneim. One could argue, perhaps, though, if you're in the second day in Tosfos, that you don't need Hazamah Shneim, because now we're out of the parsha of Kasher Zamam. Once we're out of the parsha of Kasher Zamam, in the case of Eidus Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, so you don't need the rules of classic Kasher Zamam, and you can give Malkus even to only one of the Eidim that would justify the Lashon, the Mishnah of Yaseh Zeh, and because the Malkus is coming from Lo Sane. Could be just to suggest two other possible nafkaminas as a hashlama to the ideas that we expressed in Shir, would be the following. There is an interesting machlokes that the Rishonim have. The Ritva raises this, and the Ramban in our Masechet, and that Beis Mid Aleph, they want to know, the Mishnah speaks about Ben Grusha u Ben Chalutza. So the Eidim testify this person's a halal, that his father married either a Grusha or a Chalutza. Now the truth is that Chalutza, the din of Chalutza, that the halal is created by the Kohen marrying a Chalutza, so that's only a din d'Rabbanan. That's only a din d'Rabbanan. That's not a din d'Oraisa. So the Ramban, for example, asks, V'hod etznan Ben Chalutza, lav dafka, lav dafka. The chalutza derabbanan hi umina Torah kosher who v'heich lokan es arbaim. How can you give malchus doraisa when the whole edus is in a case that's only derabbanan? So the Ramban says it's lav dafka. It doesn't mean chalutza. The Mishnah sometimes writes ben grusha ben chalutza b'shigur delishna. It kind of oftentimes puts them together, but here it's when it says chalutza, it's lav dafka chalutza, and really the Mishnah only means Grusha, and that's also what the Ritva writes over here as well. If you look, however, at the Rambam, Hilchos Eidus, Perek Chav, Halacha Ches, the Rambam seems to bring this down, Me'ikr Hadin. And he says that when he quotes this Halacha, he quotes Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza straight, and the Rambam, again, there's no Shigur Delishna when it comes to the Rambam. It sounds like the Rambam would argue that even in a case of Ben Chalutza, even in the case of Ben Chalutza, there'll be a Malkus de Oraisa. So again, the Archal Laner deals with this issue on our Daf, Dibra Maskil Bemasnisin Chalutza. But one could argue that this issue, whether there is a Din Dorais of Malkus when it comes to Chalutza, might also be relevant to our discussion. According to the first day of Tosis, it's all working within the Parsha, internal to the Parsha of Kasher Zaman. So if there's no Eidus d'Oraisa, if you don't have an Eidus, So how can you go ahead and generate a vihitz dikus hatzadik? The Torah basically doesn't recognize this concept on a doraisa level of ben chalutza. So how can now the Torah internally create this vision of a malchus doraisa in the parish of kashazon? That seems to be very difficult, and that's exactly what the Ritva and the Ramban are bothered by. Like, you plug it into vihitz dikus hatzadik, it does not compute because there is no edus of Kasha Zaman when it comes to Ben Chalutza, that kind of Chalal. However, it could be that if you're in the world of, and this is exactly the point that's made by the Aruch HaNer, if you're in the world of Losana Brecha Eit Sheker, you're not allowed to testify in court in a manner that is Sheker. You can't lie in court. So good, the subject matter of the Eidus is Midirabanan. That's true. But you lied in court. You testified falsely in court. And if we're telling you that the Mechayev is, if the Mechayev is Eidus Sheker, and now within the context of Kasha Zaman, and there's a Gemar Din, even a Drabanan Gemar Din, but there's a Gemar Din that's generated, so that already is a new, is a Chalos, and that generates Eidus Sheker, and that generates an Eidus Sheker with a quasi maisus of which you'll get malchus. Again, I think that could be a nafkamina between these two approaches. The last nafkamina I just wanted to mention is, who are the Eidim over here? In our Mishnah, who are the Eidim? That there's a havmina that we're going to go ahead and create kasha zamam and turn the Eidim into chalolim kamash malah, and they get malchus. So according to Rashi, Rashi writes that the Eidim have to be kohanim. They have to be Kohanim, because after all, how can you create Chalalim into non-Kohanim? And the Ritva cites a day in Tosas, it's not a Tosas on our daf, but he cites a day in Tosas that he comes up with a case where you can generate a Chalos of a Chalal, even in a Zar. But there seems to be a need to generate a potential Chalal situation. It has to be a Chalos Chalal that could happen. And then, no, we don't do that. Lo v'lo lazaro, xeris hakosu in the Gemara, in order to have this scenario. That seems to be how the Rishonim understand. But perhaps that's all dependent on, yes, if you're operating with the first day in Tosis, that you're within the parsha of Kasha Zaman, and Malkus is a manifestation, a reflection of Kasha Zaman. So yes, then you might need to have a Kohen, because somehow the Kasha Zamam is happening through the Malkus. So you need the Aiden to be Kohanim. If they're not Kohanim, this is not going to be Shaykh. But once again, if the whole Machayiv of the Malkus is Eidus Sheker, so who cares? We're out of the Parsha of Kasha Zamam, so who cares if the Aiden are Kohanim or not? Even if the Aiden are Yisraelim, they intended to go ahead and be Machayiv this person to be a Chalal. They were lying, they were caught, there was a Gemar Din, so now they're going to get Malkus for Losan Brecha Eid Shaker. That does not require them to be Kohanim. So I believe that could be a further Nafgamina Ladina in the Chakir that we developed in the first Deya in the first Tosis in the Masechet.